AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials in Jordan say gunmen ambushed police in a series of attacks Sunday, including at a Crusader castle popular with tourists, killing seven officers, two local civilians, and a woman visiting from Canada. At least 27 people were wounded. The standoff continues between Jordanian special forces and armed men holed up inside the castle. Russia and France say they've agreed to a compromise UN resolution on deploying UN monitors to eastern Aleppo to ensure safe evacuations and immediate delivery of humanitarian aid. But France's ambassador says he's still cautious at this stage. The Security Council will vote on the compromise resolution tomorrow morning. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Samantha Power says the resolution does not need to specify the size of the observer force. That's left up to the Secretary General to decide.
I believe his plan, because this is an urgent, real-time, immediate issue, is to repurpose people who are in Aleppo already. The resolution also calls for those personnel to be supplemented by whatever staff is necessary.
Gas prices are up at the pump. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg tracks prices nationwide.
Gasoline prices rose 6 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks to an average for a regular grade of 226. It is due mostly to the OPEC meeting, but we don't expect much further increase from here short term.
Gas in San Diego was the highest in the continental U.S. at $2.68 a gallon on average Friday. The low average was in El Paso, Texas at $1.99 a gallon. Authorities say sheriff's deputies in Tennessee have fatally shot a man after they say he threatened them with a knife. This is AP Radio News. Andrew Luck threw for 250 yards and two touchdowns in the Indianapolis Colts' road to a 34-6 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings star running back Adrian Peterson missed the previous 11 games, but was back. Adrian Peterson says he had no physical problems in his first game since missing those others.
I feel good, you know, good enough to come out and play, you know, so there's no excuses. Unfortunately, the game didn't lay out the way that we expected it to lay out. And so as far as me being in there, it kind of changed a little bit.
He says that he would have liked more action, but once the Vikings got behind, he knew that his time would be limited.
It was tough. You know, you look at the scoreboard and you're down by a couple of touchdowns and, you know, the running game is kind of irrelevant.
Adrian Peterson talking about being back in the game after missing some. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.